Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las
podcasts. From the Fauntleroy Recording Studios in sunny Tampa, St. Petersburg, Florida, and westerly Rhode Island, this is episode number 264 of the Por Favor, Manténgase Alejado de las podcast. I'm Mike down in sunny Southwest Florida, joined by Mr. Klinsman up in westerly Rhode Island. Good evening, Mr. Klinsman.
Good evening, Bill. When this episode comes out, we will officially be in spring, and I think the weather's going to be like 42 degrees and rainy on the first day of spring here in Rhode Island, so isn't that nice?
Is that like a victory?
No, it's not. Usually, like, by this time, we've seen some decent days. We haven't really had that yet.
Like, it was 50 today, wasn't it?
Yeah, probably got up to 50, but that shouldn't be like something to hang your hat on March 19th.
That's true.
You know, usually like 50s average about this time of year. I like to see one of those days where you get like high 60s and everyone really goes crazy, but we haven't had that yet.
So you're not getting any like crocuses or anything coming up yet?
A little bit. Just starting.
Nice.
It's not too bad. I was wearing shorts the other day outside, so it's not too bad, but I'm one of those shorts guys anyway. I guess Susie's joining us this week. How are you? What's new? We haven't heard your voice on the podcast in quite some time, sweet Susie.
There's not a lot new. Just hanging out.
Hanging out, keeping Mike in line as much as you can.
Well, it's a full-time job.
Yeah. So I've gotten Mike's perspective. How are you enjoying your new pool in Lanai and everything? It looks so lovely.
It's really, really fantastic. I'm really looking forward to it getting a little warmer so we can really use it the way we intend.
Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to the TV getting mounted so that we can kind of expand our options.
I did give Mike a deadline of March Madness, which is now days away, but I have a feeling that's not happening.
No.
It's tough when you're as busy as Mike to get that going, I imagine.
He's juggling a lot of balls right now.
Mm-hmm. So. I was going to make some comment off of that, but I think I'll keep it a PG-rated show this week. About which balls he might be juggling.
Do you want to do another beat?
No, I'll let that one just linger.
Okay.
So I have to say something. I was listening back. Let me open my beer. I was listening back to last week's episode, and you called me like negative, my anti-Disney, because I was talking about how the prices are getting high and it's tough for me to justify spending that, and then the week before I went off on Star Wars, and I think you're right. I think I've just been negatively. I think it's like seasonal affective disorder just getting to me.
Yeah, because
finally.
I mean, it's not even what you were saying. It was just kind of your mood.
Yeah, I was just down the last couple weeks. But you know what? I want to be positive. I want to say something positive here in the first segment of the show. And this is going to be my minute of positivity here. I am very excited and so looking forward to those gondolas finally being ready. That Skyway thing. We haven't really talked about that at all on the podcast, and I'm sure we'll get into it much more once they're finally open. But doesn't that thing look like amazing? It looks so cool. And with the numbers they're throwing out there about like the amount of people that can ride that thing per hour, I think it's a game changer down there for the way guests get around from resort to park and vice versa.
It does look very cool.
I can't wait for that. So I'm being positive about that.
Okay.
And, you know, there's a lot of people like, oh, there's no air conditioning in them. You know, what happens when there's a lightning storm? It's like, I think it's going to be good. I have a very positive outlook on those. I hope I'm proven correct on that. So I don't want to be all negative all the time, Bill. So there you go. That's my my minute of positivity.
Well done.
Thank you. We should get a sponsor for that segment. This minute of positivity is brought to you by Dove Soap. How about that? We'll get Dove on as our sponsor.
Okay.
You like that? Dove for
I
men,
do, yeah.
Maybe?
We'll get our sales department all yeah. over that.
I think you should maybe go with Dove Chocolate because they print those little sayings on the inside of
the
chocolate.
Oh, let me talk about that for a minute. Thank you for bringing that up.
You're welcome.
When did they start crowdsourcing that drivel on the inside of those things?
I don't know. It's terrible.
Because we had a trade show, so I got a bag of those at CVS to put out on our table, and we had some left over, so I was eating them at work the other day, and I'm looking at the sayings on the inside of these foil packs, and I'm like, what is this nonsense? It's like They were bad enough when they had, like, actual writers doing them. Now they just have, like, soccer moms from Tennessee sending in, like, tweets with hashtags in them, and they're just the worst things I've ever read.
Well, it almost, you get, like, 20 pieces in a bag that have the same dribble.
Well, even that, but it's just, like, the worst hackneyed cliche nonsense I've ever seen. I guess my minute of positivity is gone, huh?
Right out the window.
So much for that chocolate.
Yeah, they're not getting up. It's awful. It's like, don't even put anything on the inside of it at this point.
Just put a smiley face or a heart or something. Yeah. Change it to emojis.
Oh, my God. It's awful. I'm sorry. I know it's not for me. I know I'm not their target audience, but you got to step up your game, Dove Chocolate, just a little bit.
A smile is a frown turned upside down, Gary.
Yeah, hashtag winning or hashtag positive vibes or something. I don't know. It's like, go back, like, Snapple. They know what's going on. They give, like, the weird facts on the Snapple caps. I like that. I think Dove should just steal their idea and just give facts. Make them up, even. Give incorrect facts. That would be even better. It'd be like, did you know a shark loses its teeth 3 times every week and they regenerate? It'd be like, oh, that's pretty cool. And then you Google it and it's complete BS.
Do you know more people listen to the Por Favor podcast than actually enter Walt Disney World Stadium?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, that's interesting. They Google it. What the hell is this? They have 100 listeners a week.
Talk about your beer.
Oh, okay. So this week, in honor of St. Patrick's Day, which just passed, I have something from a Foolproof Brewing out of Pawtucket, Rhode Island. And this is called the Irish Road, R-H-O-D-E, like Rhode Island. And it is an Imperial Irish Red Ale aged in Jameson casks.
Ooh.
So it says, Irish Road represents the pinnacle of the Drinking Buddies collaboration between Foolproof and Jameson Irish Whiskey. An Imperial Irish Red aged in Jameson casks, Irish Road is bursting with complex malt and whiskey notes, backed by a beautiful dark crimson hue and a full body. This barrel-aged beer is one of a kind and celebrates the friendship and camaraderie of these two Irish and Rhode Island drinking buddies. So enjoy a pint, a dram, and some crake. I don't know what those last words meant, but that's what's on the bottle. Or the can, rather. I had one of these the other day. It's pretty good. You don't get a strong whiskey flavor, which I'm happy of, because sometimes you get, like, the barrel-aged beers, and all you could taste is the liquor. This one, you taste the beer first with, like, a subtle note, which is okay. What I like. It's very good. And actually, I was a good boy when I bought this at the liquor store. I got a 4-pack for my father-in-law, and I got one for myself. And I was paying, and they rang up, like, $4 for a 4-pack. And I told the guys, like, I think that's wrong. And he's looking at it. He's like, oh, that's the single price.
Oh.
So I was a good boy. I knew it was wrong. And I was like, if they're actually $4 a 4-pack, I'm going to get, like, 8 or 9 more, but... He's like, no, it rang up as a single, not the 4-pack.
So dram is a Scottish word. It means a small drink of whiskey or other spirits. And what did you say? Crake? C-R-A-I-C?
Yes.
It is a term for news, gossip, fun, entertainment, and enjoyable conversation.
Oh, that's like the podcast. Okay, great. Perfect. Yeah. Fits well.
I like it.
Do you have a libation you're enjoying this week, Susie?
I do. I actually have not been drinking during the week, but I made an exception for the podcast.
Oh, that feels very nice.
Yes. Well, I am also drinking Mrs. Willing's leftovers. So it is a Guayabera Citra Pale Ale from Cigar City Brewing, which we know I'm a fan of.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Our brewers feel the same reverence and appreciation for the traditional Latin Guayabera shirt that we do for the Citra hop varietal, a hop that imparts notes of tangerine, lime, and berries to this American pale ale.
Sounds like a very summery beer.
It is a summery beer. It is 5.5% alcohol by volume.
Not bad.
So, a little light.
Yeah, sounds good.
It's good.
Not too bad. Have you tried that one, Bill?
I don't believe so.
No, it's not high on your list of things to try.
Correct.
And what are you drinking this evening, sir?
Bud Light.
Bud Light. Okay, good.
We didn't even break tradition and do our Killians on
St. Patty's Day.
Did you have a corned beef and cabbage?
Of course.
Yeah.
Did you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we went to the in-laws because it's my father-in-law's birthday is the 15th, so we had St. Patrick's Day / birthday on Sunday for him. Nice. So that was good. So it was a good... good day. I like the corned beef. I'm not a huge fan of it like you, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Like once a year is plenty for me. Like I would never order it at a restaurant like you Rose like to Crown? Get it at Rose and Crown.
Or your dad likes it too, doesn't he?
He does. He's a big fan. Like the boiled dinner thing, he really likes that. Like a pot roast with the potatoes and carrots and stuff.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, me too.
It's just not, I don't dislike it, but I never crave it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like if I went somewhere and they're like, this is what we're having, I'd be perfectly fine with it, but I would never order it on a menu.
I really like it, but I think I almost, like, I'm much more apt to order a corned beef sandwich, like to order it as a deli.
Now, I love a Reuben. Reuben is a go-to sandwich for me. So corned beef as a deli meat is fantastic. But yeah, as far as like a corned beef dinner, I never go that route.
That's too bad because the one at Rose and Crown will change your life.
It's good. Well, maybe, I mean, I'm willing to try it. Like I said, I like it.
But, yeah, but the problem with Rose and Crown is there's 15 good things on the menu.
I know, and I don't go there enough where I don't want to get
it. No, you don't go
there
enough,
beef.
So.
Yeah.
I mean, it would be probably number 11 on your list, so.
Yeah, that's true. Right ahead of the vegetarian option.
At least 10 times.
Yeah, that's true.
Woman at work said she did hers in the oven with orange juice and brown sugar. No. She said it was fantastic.
No.
Mike would not stand for that.
No, stuff that doesn't go.
Now, if you did that and gave it to him and you didn't know, he'd be like, oh, this is so good this year. This is the best one I've had.
Best I've ever had. Delicious.
As soon as I said it had orange juice, he'd be like, I don't like it anymore.
Yeah. Here we go.
This is rip on Mike week, isn't it?
Here we go. That's always the case when she's on the show.
That's true. We team up on you. Us two East Coast elitists. We go to town on you.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it goes. Are we going to talk NCAA or are we going to leave that out this week?
I mean, we can briefly touch on it if you'd like.
I mean, who do you like? Kansas got a good draw, huh?
They're terrible.
But they got the 4 seed basically at home, so they got a pretty favorable
seeding. Yeah, they did.
Seeding.
They did. They might not even get out of the first round. They're really bad this year.
They're not good this year.
Really, no, they're really bad this year.
I will be surprised if that kid Zion stays healthy. I'll be surprised if Duke loses.
I don't see anybody beating Duke. Did you see the mock draft? 3 of their guys are supposed to go in the top 10.
That's ridiculous.
That's stupid, isn't it?
It is very dumb. Well, Kentucky had that a few years ago, but they were all freshmen too.
Right.
I don't know if Dukes are all freshmen or not, but probably. I assume they are.
I just don't see anybody beating them, do you?
Unless he gets hurt, which he's kind of injury prone, but yeah, I mean Gonzaga did beat them this year, but I don't see them making a run.
And that, I bet that was probably earlier on, obviously.
It was, yeah. I mean, North Carolina, if they play them again, I guess, just because of familiarity, maybe in the finals they might knock them off, but I'd be really shocked unless a team that just can get unbelievably hot from outside and make like 20 threes.
And the thing, too, is like Michigan State, I never watch them. Maybe at the beginning of the year when they play a Kansas or a North Carolina, but I don't like that conference very much. But
no.
Whenever you're doing your bracket, you're like, I can't, I don't know anything about him, but I can't take him out because of Izzo.
Yeah, exactly.
He always has solid. That team playing in the tournament.
Yes. I don't know. I mean, the brackets look like they're very top heavy, like the top 8 seeds, like number 1s and 2s, are all going to run it. Like, it seems like they're very solidly up there, but, I mean, hell, last year a 16 seed won for the first time, so who really knows what's going to happen. I'd love to see, even though I don't like them, I'd love to see Villanova make another run as, like, an 8 seed this year, or whatever they are. Were they a 6 now, I think?
Yeah, I think they were 6.
Because I'd love to see them make a run because they kind of started off high and then went down real low and now they're starting to play good again. I don't know if they have the talent to make a good run this year, but I'd love to see them go deep again. That's it. I don't have any real favorites.
Tennessee is another heckle and giant team, too.
Susie, your thoughts?
I have no thoughts.
Yale's in this year. I guess they won the Ivy League.
Yes, they did.
Buffalo. People seem to like Buffalo. I don't know if they're just because they... I don't know. Whatever.
Nevada,
yeah. There's some decent, you know, mid-major teams, I guess. We shall see. It all starts. By the time this comes out, we'll either sound prophetic or pathetic because it's... we'll already be to the Sweet 16 by this point when people hear it. So, all right, let's take a break. What do you say?
That sounds good.
Oh, baby.
This is episode number 264 of the Por Favor Mantengase Alejandro de las Podcast. Susie, join me in studio here down in sunny Southwest Florida. Mr. Klinsman, as always, up in westerly Rhode Island. And it's that time of year, Bill.
Music time, your favorite.
It's music time.
Now, before we get into it, because we're going to talk, you said just the first half, right? We're going to talk the first half of the artists here?
Yes.
Because it's such a huge lineup this year.
Yep.
I know, I think I ask you this every year, and I don't remember your answer, and I'm sure it could change from year to year. But gun to head, you want Garden Rocks or Food and Wine music lineup?
Garden Rocks.
You like this one better? More cheese? More cheese per square inch on this lineup? And I mean, they moved your favorite over to this one, so now you're like in heaven.
Yep.
So we're already going long, and this always ends up being a long episode, so I guess we should get right into it, right?
Sure.
We're just going to start at the beginning. Where are we ending? What date is the midway
point? I'll let
you know. All right, you're just going to stop me. All right, so we're gonna go in the past a little bit because this has started a couple weeks ago now. And you can actually comment on some of these because I know you went to see one. So the first, to kick off the festival 2019, March 6th through 8th, they had former Journey lead vocalist Steve Algeri. Is that how you say that? Algeri, maybe?
They said either Algeri or Jerry.
Or Jerry.
I don't remember.
Either way. So I thought it was Journey, which would have been a huge get, apparently. Or obviously would have been a huge get for them. And it's just the former lead vocalist who took over after the original lead vocalist.
Yeah, he took over in 98 and he was with them until 2006.
But he played, so he had like the rights to play all the Journey songs? Is that what basically all he did?
That's what all he did at the show that we were at, but I I think Mike overheard some of a later show when he was doing some covers.
Yeah, he did some covers for like Led Zeppelin and The Who.
That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder how that goes. I guess like if your journey as they're currently constituted, you're like, yeah, whatever. The guy's just trying to make a buck. Like you're going to like try to not let him sing your right. songs. How was he good?
He was decent.
Yeah. I mean, the songs are fantastic.
Yeah, his set was really good.
His set was fantastic.
Journey has some major hits. So, I mean, there's just like, you could just bang out the hit after hit after hit.
Yeah, Sue and I were having a really good time singing along. Marshall was not impressed.
No, Marshall's not a big Journey fan?
No.
How about Doug?
Doug went to walk the dog, so he was not with us.
So that gives us his thoughts on it. There you go. That's interesting. So
it was actually standing room only.
Well, yeah, I mean that's a big draw. People think it's Journey, and then they show up, and it's just some guy.
Yeah,
singing.
I think they purposely build it that way too.
Oh, I'm sure. They're not. I think Disney's got their marketing down.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, would you go if he came back? Would you go again to see him, or was he just kind of okay?
I thought he was just kind of okay. What did you think, Mike?
Yeah, he was all right. I wouldn't necessarily put it on the calendar, but I would definitely go see him if I was there.
Like, did it feel just like watching a cover band?
No,
it felt like
Legit. Journey, I thought.
Okay. Well, that's good. Should we move on to the next act?
Yes.
All right, March 9th and 10th, we have Glass Tiger, new to Garden Rocks. I don't know who these people are.
Neither do I.
Okay. Susie?
They're new to Garden Rocks?
What it says. They must have done another festival because it just says new to Garden Rocks, not new.
Yeah, so they must have done
the food and wine at
I
some
know
point.
We've talked about them before because to the beat. They sing the song that has Bryan Adams doing the background vocals. Don't forget
me when I'm gone. I have loved you for so long.
I still don't know it.
They've got another song that somebody reminded me of. We actually ran into this guy at a restaurant. We had stopped on our way home that night. And we were having a long chat with him.
Take my breath away. Oh.
It can be very long. Shall I continue, sir? I mean, you're the one that has to edit this.
You're not there, and you find me everywhere. That's a good song.
Never heard it
once. That to my attention. Oh, you don't care. Forget me when I'm gone. Now you gotta do your Bryan Adams. Okay. Alright. Let's move on.
Never heard that song in my life. Alright. 11th and 12th is John Anderson of Yes. So he does the Yankees games. Is he just gonna go up there and Yes Network? Is that what this is? Boo. Not a good. I don't know who this is either. This is like strikeouts for me.
You know
so
who
far.
Yes is?
Yeah, I know.
Well, I've heard of them, but I don't know. Like, I'm sure I know their songs, but they
Owner
don't.
Owner of a Lonely Heart?
Oh,
Owner
yeah, I know
of
that song.
A Lonely Heart. Doo-doo.
I know that one.
What else do they do?
Seen All Good People. Seen All Good People. I don't want to sing right into the mic.
Well, what do you think we have a mic right next to your head for?
It's always good for a domestic or two of these episodes.
Yeah, I mean, they were fairly... I think they might actually be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They were a fairly big band at the time.
Oh, I mean, I definitely know of them. I just don't know their songs because that's just not my era.
Well, because they were formed in 1968.
The 70s, like, if you go from, like... I would say, like, 70 through, like, 83 is a huge blind spot for music for me.
I think Love Will Find a Way is one of their really big hits, too.
Yeah, I don't know. And now, so John Anderson, I'm assuming he was the vocalist at some
yes.
point? Okay. So this is another one where they're just like, this guy used to be in a band, let's listen to them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which one is Love Will Find a Way?
Love Will Find a Way.
I don't think that's a yes.
No.
That's a no song.
Love will find a way.
Shall I move on?
Yeah, that was one of their bigger hits, too.
Anthony Orlando from March 13th through 14th.
Yeah, Tony Orlando is a throwback.
That is. So I know, again, this is another one that I'm sure I know his songs. I just don't know off the top of my head without Googling.
Knock three times
on the that's him? That's my jam. Twice on the pipes. Dink, dink. If the answer is no, I love you, I love you. Oh, my sweetheart.
Oh, I don't even know this song.
Means you'll meet me in the morning. Twice on the pipes. Dunk, dunk. Means the answer is no.
Very good, Gary. I'm impressed.
Wow, this is Eric.
You like that? See, I had something too. I didn't know that was Anthony Orlando.
Oh,
Antonio Orlando.
Oh, is that his original? I mean, I know that song. Oh, all right, Tony Orlando. I'll go back in time and go to that concert. That sounds pretty good. African American gentleman, right? Tony Orlando. Am I mistaken on that? Oh, he's not. He's just a. Oh, there he is. Oh, what a beautiful mustache he has. Michael Anthony Orlando Casavetes.
He signed Barry Manilow to his first recording contract.
Dream Lover. That's right, he did that too, right? A dream lover, so I don't have to dream alone.
That's not his original.
Oh, that's not his?
Oh,
yeah, this is from a 2012, so he must have done a lot of covers on a 2012.
Dream Lover's like Bobby Darin or something.
Yeah,
like
that's what I was thinking. You're right. Tony Orlando. Beautiful. Now we're moving on from Tony Orlando to Wang Chung, the 15th and 16th. New to Garden Rocks. I know they've done the Eat to the Beat before.
Oh, have they?
Yeah. Thoughts on Wang Chung, Bill?
I was never a big fan of them.
No.
No, I wasn't either. Although Dance All Days isn't a bad song.
Do 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 dance all do 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 do. We was up in
down. The name Wang Chung means yellow bell in Chinese.
Oh. I only know everybody have fun tonight.
Right.
Everybody have fun tonight.
With you. Me and everyone being new to believe.
It wouldn't be an episode of Pork War Podcast.
And I said, do 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 dance all dance.
Okay, so yeah, I wouldn't go out of my way to see them.
Wang Chung, no. Sounds like not. Now, Simple Plan, March 17th through 20th. So we're up to the present day now. This is one of your favorites, right, Susie? Am I remembering this correctly?
No, I have no idea who they are.
Oh, okay. I'm thinking of somebody else then. Simple Plan. Let's see who they are. Oh, they're from 1999.
Oh, that's way after me.
Welcome to My Life. Oh, that's not like that song that's in every commercial ever. Perfect. I'd Do Anything. Yeah, we'll just skip over them. They're like an early 2000s band.
Okay.
Yep.
And coming up the 21st and 22nd, we have Ambrosia. New. Never at Epcot before. I don't know
so
who
I'm
they are.
I'm wondering if you're actually going to head up on Friday to see them. It's Thursday and Friday.
Oh, it's Thursday and Friday. Well, I have to. So I can't watch NCAA tournament.
This is a must-do for you, Ambrosia?
Oh, Bill. I drive.
You're going to not watch the tournament to go see Ambrosia.
That is correct.
What if Kansas is playing? If you could only... I mean, I know you got options, so...
No. I'm going to see Ambrosia.
Why? What is this about? I've never heard of them.
You've never heard of Ambrosia?
No.
Because you're not a 90-year-old living in the body of a 30-something.
Formed in Southern California in 1970, Ambrosia had 5 top 40 hits released between 1975 and 1980. How Much I Feel and Biggest
That's
Part of Me. Never even heard of
it. How much I feel for you, Jürgen. How much I need your touch. How much I knew, I live for your loving. That's how much. Do 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 do. I mean, there'd be a Friday night at like midnight, and I'm in here rocking out to Ambrosia, and Susie comes walking in, just shaking her head, and walks back out.
If I tell you the two next songs, you're gonna sing those too.
Okay.
Biggest Part of Me.
What's the next one?
You're the Only Woman.
You're the only woman that I really love. You're the only woman that I really love.
Never heard these songs.
You're not missing much.
Mm,
this is how we'll not be taking a half day to accompany.
You're not going, okay. March Madness, like, you're giving up March Madness to watch.
And that's
the reason why.
So now the next one is the 23rd and 24th.
Oh, we're not done.
Oh, we're done. With Ambrosia. Magic Giant, which is an American indie folk band formed in Los Angeles in early 2014.
Okay, so, that explains why I've never heard of them.
They have a song called Set on Fire, Shake Me Up, and Window, which I've never heard of any of them.
No, I haven't either.
So there you go. I guess that one's, not sure who that's for, but not us, apparently.
Wait. So they're over the weekend.
Mr. Klinsman, you're the biggest part of me.
Well, no, because usually the weekend ones, they're less popular because
they already have the crowds.
Well, no, because the good bands have real gigs on weekends.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Like Ambrosia.
They're not slumming it at Epcot on a Saturday night.
They played like the Venice Theater a year or two ago.
Well, yeah, that's a paid gig, or they charge tickets. All right, so we'll move on from Magic Giant to Air Supply, new to Garden Rock. So they've done the Eat to the Beat before. I noticed they're definitely dipping into the Eat to the Beat quite a bit here. And I don't know if it's because they've expanded these so much, they're running out of unique acts, or if they're just going with
either
the popular ones.
They're so hugely popular that they know they're going to be a draw.
Well, Air Supply is definitely a draw. I mean, when you think Air Supply, you think Epcot Center.
Or The Bachelor.
Is that a Bachelor thing?
They were like on the finale of The Bachelor.
Were they singing?
No, you can't.
No,
so
they were singing Baby Love Out of Nothing at all.
Oh, okay.
I've been loving you too long. Started so easy.
See, I don't have to listen to that because
you
I
want to
you live with them.
On,
yeah.
Carry on.
So what happened with this Bachelor thing? I am a Bachelor know-nothing, but apparently there was like something crazy happened. Like, it was the finale just last week or something. I saw a lot of social media buzz. Was it like a big issue?
Yeah,
or
like the girl he wanted dumped him, and then she dumped the last two girls and went after her. So
he basically said, even though she left, I'm still going after her?
Yes.
That sounds like a stupid thing to do.
Yeah.
Here
that show
I am,
is
the
such
one
a racket.
You
they
got
to figure it out, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
It's like a perpetual motion machine. All they do is like, oh, one of these idiots got dumped in the first week. Now they're going to make a whole season about this person. And then you bring in a whole group of new idiots. And then one of those idiots gets dumped in the first 3 weeks. And they make a new season about
and then
him.
You send them all to Mexico and they all get drunk and hook up with each other.
Yeah. I'm all out of love. I'm so lost without you.
Which is pretty amazing.
You
like, if you're the guy or the girl that's like the star, I mean, you basically, if you get drunk and hook up with each other, I mean, it's like 8-on-1. That's pretty good numbers.
I'm all out of love.
Right, exactly.
I think I could score with those numbers.
To say that
so
was so wrong.
I just have to stay. 21st through 25th, just stay there.
What are you thinking of? What are you thinking of?
I'm thinking of how much I would like you to stop singing.
What are you thinking of?
I don't think Air Supply is going to get him to Epcot.
What are you thinking
so,
of?
Well, because he's had chances to see him at the Food and Wine and he hasn't gone. Oh,
Gary's all out of love. Now I'm retired and so lost without you.
Are you going to go see Air Supply on a Monday?
Monday. Now I'm in a, what did I join? The coupon clipping club?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, what's this now?
I've got some, like, stay at home. wife clubs that he's part of.
All the old ladies. We play cribbage on Tuesdays. Oh, Mondays nice. When we do our couponing.
Do you do like the power walking with the weights around your ankles through the neighborhood?
Yeah, then you go to Smoothie King afterwards.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're like the housewives from The Sopranos.
Yes.
You all meet for lunch. You all get dressed up nice. What's Silvio Dante's wife? What's her name? I can't remember.
Wasn't one like Rose?
Roe, yeah, that's a Jackie Aprile's wife. Rosalie.
What was Silvio's wife's name? His daughter was Heather.
Heather, yeah, everybody, Heather yeah, Dante. Of course you know Heather Dante. How's Heather doing? Heather Dante.
That's going to bother me now, because she was played by his real wife.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Is it like Angie?
Gabriella.
No, I didn't know that. Who's Angie? Angie somebody.
Angie was the
Artie Bucco's wife.
Yeah.
Angie Bucco, that's right. I'm watching it right now and I can't even remember. You got... All right, so how about Berlin, the 28th and 29th, featuring Terry Nunn?
So she's their original lead singer. So I don't know if like the rest of the band left and she got to keep the name. Yeah, so if you've ever seen Top Gun, you know Take My Breath Away.
But I didn't know that was
Bro.
They
also do No More Words, which I actually prefer as the song.
I've never seen Top Gun, by the way. Take my breath away.
All right, you may need to be shot.
I'm not a movies guy.
I don't think I've
guy.
Ever seen it from start
I'm not
to
a
finish.
Movies guy. I haven't
seen Top Gun. Okay, I have to say, my father, it's like my dad's favorite movie, so I've seen it 197 times.
I never even saw Indiana Jones until like 3 years ago.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. No more words. No more words and no more promises.
But again, like, I wouldn't go out of my way to see them.
No.
If you happen to be there, you'd check it out.
Yes.
Now, this is one, I don't know who these people are, but you posted about the Smithereens that this is a must-do for you. This is the 30th and 31st.
Yes.
So,
I'm very concerned about the fact that their lead singer died.
Oh, that is a problem.
Yeah, that could put a wrench in things.
Like, recently?
A couple years ago, I think.
Oh, so they know about it when they scheduled this.
Yeah,
okay.
It's not like it was a surprise. They booked him knowing he was no longer with them.
All right, well, I was going to say, like, it's not like he died, like, last week.
Right.
And they're like, oh, the show must go on.
I love the Smithereens. I love the Smithereens.
See, any band that you say I love, I've never heard of.
Yeah.
And I mean, because
they're a liberal.
Listen to BRU.
They're a liberal WBRU garbage basement band. Like they played on Wayne's World.
Oh, garbage. Is that right? You like them?
Smithereens.
Yes.
What do they sing?
A Girl Like You.
Do 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 do.
Every time I play a Smithereens song, you say, "Oh, I like this song."
Na 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 na.
Only a memory.
How does that go? Nah, that's okay. Go back to do 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 do
do do do do do do do do do do. So who'd they get to replace the singer? They're just like someone else in the band just stepped up, or
I do not know actually, and that, like I said, that is my concern.
I mean, but worst case scenario, you're at Epcot,
right?
So it's not really that bad.
Right. Let me see if it says anything on their Wikipedia page.
Now I gotta stop planning Friday.
Yeah, I don't know. It's got three people listed as members, and they're all listed as doing backing vocals. So I don't know what that doesn't bode well.
Yeah, that's not good. Pat Denizio, deceased, lead vocals, rhythm guitar, founding member. That's not a good thing. Jim Bobchek, lead guitar, backing vocals. So just backing vocals. Yeah, that is a problem. They're just going to be singing the just in the background.
Yeah. The audience is singing all the actual lyrics.
Come on, you guys know the words. Yeah.
But how about, the music, I like the music itself, so you do. I think they'd probably be good to see, even if they played everything.
Now, let's talk about a happy birthday to Bill. We got Rick Springfield coming up.
Yeah, so we saw him. I don't know that I would be...
ready to go back?
To go back. I mean, I would definitely go and see him if we were there, but I wouldn't make a special trip for it at this point. What about you?
No.
I thought you were a really big fan. I didn't realize that he wasn't a...
No, his voice is not what it once was.
Oh, he's losing it, huh?
Yeah.
Jesse's
so
girl.
Even though, like, I felt like he put on a good show. It was very entertaining, but...
I've done everything for you.
Like, sing along to his YouTube
You've done
videos.
Nothing
to,
I've done. Don't
I feel
talk
like he's probably
strange.
One of the bigger names, though, mm-hmm. that they get.
Yeah,
as far as, like,
he's
crossover.
Mm-hmm. I had a friend who saw it, who, like, actually paid mm-hmm. to go see him.
Oh, yeah?
Right after mm-hmm. we saw him
don't
at Epcot.
Don't talk.
And the tickets weren't don't cheap. Talk. You know, it's not like it was one of those $20 shows.
Sure.
But, I mean, it all pales in comparison to the next act.
April 3rd and 4th, we have Christopher Jürgen Eugene Melnick Cross. New to Garden Rocks, usually he was a mainstay at the Eat to
was,
the Beat.
Wasn't he?
He's like the headliner at Eat to the Beat, but he's new to Garden Rocks this year. Christopher Cross, your lover boy, your favorite, your muse,
who
Bill.
I have yet to see.
Yeah, what's going on here?
It just it never happens.
Never just works out for you. Now, no. This is the year for you.
Because he's usually during the week, and Susie can't... It's never been on a Friday or a Saturday, or like a Saturday or Sunday.
I mean, you don't mind going up by yourself, but it's hard to get motivated to go up by yourself.
Right.
Like, I know
but
you'll
I
do
I told
it.
Him, because this is right after his birthday,
you make
and
a
because he's wanted to see him so badly, that I will take a half day if he wants me to take a half
oh,
day.
Oh, isn't that nice?
But I told her, absolutely, no, you don't take a half day to go see Christopher Cross.
You take a full day to go see Christopher Cross.
I'm just saying, I wouldn't want, like, I would never take, like, a half day to go see the Smithereens.
Yeah, but it's more about being with you, Bill. I don't think she cares about Christopher Cross. I think she wants to spend the time with her husband on his birthday at a place that he likes doing something that he's enjoying. I think that's more what it's about.
2 days, 2 days after.
Well, still.
Or one day after, depending on when we go. But yes, your cousin is correct. It's more about me enjoying you enjoying yourself.
Okay.
I think he's a little concerned of how he may act at the Christopher Cross concert with you there.
I don't know that it's possible for him to act worse than I've seen him act in the past.
You know, well, what if he, like, faints, gets a case of the vapors or something?
It won't be any worse than some of the women we saw at the Journey concert.
So. He's going to throw his old dirty boxer shorts up on stage at Christopher Cross. Your biggest fan, Christopher.
Left or cry.
I mean, unless he's like standing outside the stage door, like, let me show you the dance I made up to Ride Like the Wind, but I don't think I have much to worry about.
Left or
what if he
cry
brought him up on stage to do his interpretive Ride Like the Wind dance?
Want it that way.
Yeah, that's good.
Friend of a friend. Friend to the end. That's
now, when you're at a concert, Bill, like Christopher Cross, who you've been dying to see, do you just sit back and listen to him, or are you going to just belt out every hit while he's singing?
Oh, I'm going to have to sing.
So what's the point, though? Because
the
then you're
only
not
time he doesn't sing is when he's videotaping.
Fair enough. I mean, I'm with you on that, but I think about it, and it's like you're paying, not that you're paying, but you're going to see this person, and then you're just yelling at the top of your lungs the songs that he's singing that you went
yeah,
to
so
see
when
him sing.
I went
sing.
To see you too. I think I mouthed the lyrics, but I didn't actually sing without them. Without warning. Mono sing them.
Yeah. Say like with Billy Joel. I mean, I saw Billy Joel, and I'm sure like when Piano Man was going, the whole place was shaking because everyone was singing.
Right.
But I mean, I guess that's part of the atmosphere. But you kind of want to hear the person that you're going to see perform, I would think. Right. But either way, can't go wrong. You'll still have a blast either way. Is that a definite this year, Bill? Christopher Cross?
Think of Mr. Klinsman, but laugh, don't cry. Yes, it's going to be a definite.
What if you could only do one, Ambrosia or Christopher
Ambrosia.
Cross?
Ambrosia.
Yeah, wow, better than Christopher Cross?
I don't know. I've been... like, Christopher Cross has been there. Like, this is, like, brand new.
Yeah, but you still haven't seen him.
Nah, this is... But... I think it's Ambrosia.
Wow. And we're not even halfway through, and you're already making these Sophie's choices here.
Yeah, you asked a tough question.
That is. I'm a journalist at heart, Bill.
I think... Look, I haven't seen Christopher Cross since I moved down here. And I'm probably going to forego the NCAA tournament to go see Ambrosia.
That's saying a lot. That's true.
That's saying a lot.
I've never heard you mention Ambrosia, though. It's amazing to me. Like,
they don't really come up in conversation.
No, but I mean, I feel like I know I know your husband pretty well, and he's never once mentioned that word, ambrosia.
All I can even do is plead with you and with your parents, if they listen, to please, if Ambrosia has a Christmas album, please don't buy it.
Yes, Mike. That would be a lovely, lovely Christmas present.
Oh, they're going to be there, actually. Not for Ambrosia, but they're going to be there for for Air Supply anyway. So you might end up seeing Air Supply or something.
Yeah, I'm liking the sounds of this.
Because my parents are leaving Monday, the 25th. Oh, really? Yeah, they're going to be down there. I don't know if they're there for the whole week or what, but they're going to be down there. So, and Smithereens, so you might run into them twice.
Wow, that would be cool. I like hanging out with Sue.
Any Sue. You'll hang out with anybody named Sue.
Any Sue that drinks alcohol. Susan. Right, yep. Susan, Susie, Suzanne. Susie, Susieson.
Susan. And now, look, this is a pretty good, this is like Murderers Row. This is like 1927 Yankees right here. You know, you get Rick Springfield, Smithereens, Christopher Cross, and the Spinners.
The Spinners.
One of your all-time favorite live concert experiences.
Best show I've seen at Epcot.
The best. That's amazing. Because you've seen quite a few, and you've seen people that you've really loved, and you had no expectations going into the Spinners.
No, that was a weekend that I stayed with your sister, and she had to work all weekend, and I went golfing that day, and I went home and took a shower, and I went back to Epcot.
And you just checked it out because you knew some of the songs, but you weren't like looking to go to that show.
No. And no, it was they fantastic. Just happened to play there that day, that night.
The Spinners.
Now, that you know the Rubber Band Man.
Yeah. Well, now I do.
You never knew the Rubber Band Man?
I did not.
Commercial.
I mean, their songs are Could It Be I'm Falling in Love, Working My Way Back to You.
Never knew love before. Then came you. Never knew love before. Then came you.
I mean, this band has been around for 65 years. 65 years. I don't know if there's any original members, but the band. Actually, Henry Farnborough is the only original member.
Oh yeah, they like touted, they brought him up to play, like, had him solo and stuff. I wasn't with him, but I saw the video.
1938, so he's 81 years old. He's hanging out at Epcot.
He's not that much older than Mick Jagger.
There you go. He's seen some stuff, I bet.
Yeah. He's probably done some stuff, too.
How far are we going, Bill? Might just keep soldiering on?
Keep going. We're stopping. Night Ranger is going to be our last one.
All right. So we got Dennis DeYoung, from the original member of the group Styx. This would be one you would actually like go to Hollywood Studios instead of Epcot. Yeah.
Stand in line for 9 hours.
Just wait for Star Wars Land to open up.
Get there at rope job. Get there at rope job. I was in line. The rule says I get to ride this ride.
You like Styx, don't you, Bill?
No, I'm not really a big fan of Styx.
Oh, I thought, but you like some of their songs. So.
Until he sees the song list and then he sings them all.
No, I mean, they're okay. Do you like Styx?
A couple of their songs.
Which ones?
I'm finding the list here so I can.
You know the come sail away, come sail away, come sail away with Eugene.
The thing that disturbs me is that knowing how much I despise Styx and being lukewarm to them himself, he still won't change the channel when they come on in the car.
That's fair.
Come sail away, come sail. Domo mini got no misto roboto.
Domo. Domo Origa. That's a terrible song. It's so good, though.
That's a bad song.
It's a terrible song.
Because you know it's Eugene.
Like, if you...
Ever I've... Go ahead.
If aliens invaded, and you wanted to give them, like, the worst song, you'd probably give them Mr. Roboto.
Yep. You know
like, you'd be like, oh, these guys are uncultured. They just leave.
I don't know. Barbie Girl's pretty bad, too.
Aqua?
That's a good... I need.
I like
Please
Barbie Girls.
Believe
I think Barbie Girls intentionally
true.
Bad, though.
True.
I think Mr. Roboto was meant
was
to be
intended
like...
to be good.
Yeah, like I always think of like those comedians, like Stephen Wright, like guys like that who are like kind of anti-comedy
right.
comedians. Like I definitely gravitate towards those guys. Like Norm MacDonald, guys like that. Like I feel like Barbie Girl is like that. They were like making this like, let's see if we can make the worst terrible pop song. And it's like, oh, it's a billion-dollar hit. Great. Mm-hmm. All right, so moving on from Dennis DeYoung, we're going to John Michael Montgomery, new. April 10th through 11th. Who's this guy?
Well, he's got a cowboy hat on, so he's probably somebody that I wouldn't listen to. But you.
John Michael Montgomery. Yeah, he definitely... Oh, he was one half of the legendary duo Montgomery Gentry.
Yes.
I've heard of them.
Montgomery Gentry was a big deal.
But I still don't know any of the songs.
I can love you like that.
Mm, oh, that's Montgomery Gentry?
I think so.
Yeah, I Can Love You Like That. Yep. I don't know most of these songs. Well, that's Boyz II Men, isn't it?
I think he just covered that. That wasn't his.
Oh, okay. I was going
to
say.
All for One, not Boyz II Men.
Oh, All for One. I'm sorry. Yeah, All for One. Also, the Minions from Despicable Me covered I Swear, apparently.
Did they?
According to Wikipedia, yes. It's like, I Swear, originally written by All for One, covered by John Michael Montgomery and the Minions. Okay, that's good. He's in good company. So that's a hard pass for you then, right?
I mean, I would listen if we were there. I wouldn't go out of my way.
She's probably got a good voice.
Yeah.
How about
Mike
us?
Mike would not join me. Mike nope. would be getting, you know,
some
beer
food.
Or something and checking out the bathroom.
How about Sister Sledge?
No.
We are family.
I don't like Sister Sledge.
Family. I got all my sisters with me. That's the only song of theirs I know.
I got all my sisters with me.
I can't stand the song.
It is
Look
a bad
at the
song.
Dance.
It just reminds you of every wedding you've ever been ever
I think
been to.
I banned this. I think this was on our Do Not playlist.
We are Eugene Champagne.
That sounds like it's a lot of songs you never heard of waiting for them to play that and then being mildly disappointed. I would pass on Sister Sledge.
Oh, he's the greatest dancer.
Who's that?
I thought that was from
Sister
Staying Alive.
It could be.
Which one is that?
He's the greatest dancer.
Let me see this one.
Rhodey's not a fan of Sister Sledge either.
Getting jiggy with it.
Yeah, it is.
That's them. They covered
He's the greatest dancer. Do, 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 do.
Well, Will Smith sampled this song.
That's what I mean. Yeah, they used that do, to do, do, do. Write that.
Rose. He's the greatest dancer. Do, 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 do.
And then the last one. So we're talking about the April 14th through 16th. We're just going to go right over Sister Sledge because obviously they're not moving the needle here. Then we got Night Ranger.
Gary's the greatest dancer. Do, 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 do.
Are you ready to talk about Night Ranger, sir?
He's not happy right now.
Yeah, go ahead.
Wait, Ted Nugent was in Night Ranger? I know nothing about this. Sister Christian. I know Sister Christian. Don't Tell Me You Love Me. You like that song, right, Bill?
Don't Tell Me You Love Me. Don't Tell Me Now. Oh, I always get it wrong.
We were actually upset because they didn't play that when we saw them last year.
Now, this is one that you like, right, Susie?
Yeah, I like Night Ranger a lot, actually.
You can still rock in America all day. Oh, all night, no. You could still
I would go back to see that.
America. Did just the two of us go to that?
I think so.
Or was that when we met the Willings? Was that one of the concerts that like?
Oh, yeah, I think actually was.
Because I think you went twice. I think we went,
yeah,
and then
right.
we met the Willings
you're
in the
right.
Japan
and
Pavilion, and then I think you went back.
You're right.
Yep.
Impressive.
Well, it's at Disney. It's at Epcot.
You just got that
Anchor.
Memory.
It just anchors in your mind, Bill. Good times. Hanging out with the Willings. Gary's the greatest dancer.
Well, that's very true.
And so the lead singer of Night Ranger was also in Damn Yankees with with Ted Nugent, I think. And one of the guys from Styx. And they did
The Nuge was enough. In Ted Nugent?
was in Night Ranger.
He was in the
other. And Damn Yankees.
The Nuge.
Yeah.
The crazy guy.
Yeah.
Who shoots squirrels at the airport in Michigan.
He was a session musician with them, so I don't think he ever toured with them. That's what it says. It shows him as a session. So that means he recorded. He recorded with them for Coming of Age in 2011. So it's not like he ever toured with them.
It's never over. Yesterday's just a memory. Yesterday's just a memory. And
you think when Night Ranger was like selling out like stadiums, they thought they'd be playing at Epcot Center back in like 1984.
Yeah. It's a shame I've got. I always wonder about that. Without you,
he's still got a voice on him, but they were really good.
Yeah.
Anymore, there's a fire in my eyes.
Their drummer sings too. And he's,
oh, really?
He was still really good, too.
Fire in my veins.
You say we're cutting it off here, Bill? Night Ranger was the last one?
Yep, that's it.
That's it for this week. We're going to continue the list next week?
Yes, we are.
It's a lot of good ones going forward.
Yes.
I mean, some I haven't heard of, but some good ones.
It is loaded.
Yeah.
What, the second half?
The whole lineup.
The entire list.
Oh. Well, are you going to excuse yourself?
It's front-loaded.
It's front-loaded, yeah.
What do you say, Bill? You're still about 10 years away from this thing being me handing this over to you?
If they start like throwing the Mighty Mighty Bosstones on there and like those kind of bands, then I'm going to know that I'm old. It'll be so sad to see them up on stage, bands that I grew up with. Although they were never popular enough to draw a crowd when they were popular, so I don't think they're going to be the ones.
I think they were more popular than Big Bad Voodoo Daddy.
I don't know. That stupid swing thing took over the world for a while.
True.
Brian Setzer's orchestra, Cherry Squirrel Pop and Daddy. Zippers. Yeah, Squirrel. It was like all you heard about for like 8 months.
That's true.
It was pretty big for some reason.
Zoot Zoot Ryan.
That was a good song.
Last week, 2 weeks ago when we were there and Journey was playing, before the concert, they're playing all the songs, like just songs from people who were performing. And it would have been on my playlist. I mean, it was fantastic. Absolutely fantastic.
He talked to us because he was singing all of the songs.
The guy next to me, he looks over at me, he goes, another beer. He goes, and you go on stage. I'm like, I'm stone sober. I haven't had a drink all day. I couldn't help myself.
I don't know if that's if you were just commenting on your singing skills or just your inhibition.
I got pipes.
Yeah, you got them.
And one of the things, too, I told Susie, I said, you know, like, you like U2, and, you know, all these people measure how good of a band, like, depending on where they play. Oh, they can fill a football stadium. Oh, they can fill this. I said, you know a damn good band when they're playing at Garden Rocks.
Epcot Center.
That when you're at Epcot.
You were once a great band.
You are killing it.
You were on Light 105. You've been on Delilah. If you're at Epcot, you've been on Delilah.
Yes, another good one. If you've been on Delilah, you are a good band.
And I think that defines our relationship right there, because I want to punch Delilah in the face every time I hear her speak.
Delilah.
She's the worst.
What station is she on? Light 105?
Oh, yeah. Yep. Light 105. I hate Delilah.
Oh, I do too.
She's so smug.
I know.
Like, the songs she plays are fine. I don't mind the song, but it's like, oh, can you play a song for me? It's like, well, maybe you should talk to this person. It's like, have you been divorced like 5 times, Delilah? Where do you get off?
Exactly.
Anyway, should we take our next break, sir?
Yeah, we probably should. 64 of the Pour for War podcast is in the books. Mr. Klinsman up in Westerly, Susie and I down in sunny Southwest Florida.
That's correct.
Rainy Southwest Florida today.
Yeah, rainy today.
Oh, it's good. Tomorrow's supposed to warm up, but these past 2 days, I told Susie, it's like I want to go home and watch the Gators. Like, that's how it felt, like a Saturday. It felt like a Saturday where it's 62 degrees and cloudy.
Good sleeping weather.
Yes. That's what it's funny you say that, because when I watched the news last night, they were talking about the weather, and the meteorologist said that it was good sleeping weather, and I just beamed.
They must teach that in the first day of, like, meteorology school.
It has to be. It has
They're
to
like,
be,
if
yes.
the overnight temperatures are anywhere between 54 and 68, you have to say it's good sleeping weather. Okay, they're all writing it out. Good sleeping weather.
It's when you can, like, crack the windows, and then you need, like, covers.
Yeah,
because
exactly.
You're chilly enough.
Yeah. It's like you open the window, you don't need the fan. You still need the comforter on. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's good sleeping weather.
Good. Oh, good.
You put the fan on last night.
I put the fan on last night, yeah.
Oh, yeah, good sleeping weather. Yeah, that's like meteorology 101. Along with hazy, hot, and humid. They're like, okay, hazy, hot, and humid. Okay, all three together. Okay, that's
more of a New England thing, though.
Three H's.
The real feel temperature. Real feel. Okay, we got to make sure we sensationalize that. Doesn't matter what the temperature actually is. Real feel more important. Okay, underline that.
Could be worse. You could live in Minnesota and have to do a cabin cast.
Oh, that sounds terrible. The ice report. Yeah, you could still go ice fishing. It's May 19th. Still 3 feet deep, the ice, out on Bemidji. Wherever that is.
I like Mille Lacs up there, yeah.
All right, you want to bring us home, Bill?
Now I want to ask you a question.
Oh boy, go ahead.
What is there anybody you would want to see?
No.
Not one.
No one. I wouldn't go out of my way to see anybody that was in that first half there. There's a few that I would like if I was there, like Tony Orlando, the Spinners. And that's it, pretty much. None of the other ones really moved me there. If I was there, I would stop and see a few of them, but nothing caught my eye there.
How about you, Susie? Top three.
Top three out of the first group?
Yep.
Smithereens.
Okay.
Night Ranger.
Okay.
And probably Air Supply.
Oh. And I'm changing mine. Ambrosia dropped to number two. It's Christopher Cross, Ambrosia, and Air Supply.
Not a bad three. I mean, I definitely know that's in your wheelhouse. I can understand your thoughts on that. I kind of want to see Christopher Cross with you.
You want to go with me?
Yes.
Yeah. I can understand that.
Like, I don't care. I would enjoy it, I'm sure.
Christopher Cross would not make my list alone.
Right.
But I literally would take a half day out of work to go with you just to see your reaction to seeing him.
It'd be fantastic.
Well, if you want to handle all the audio-visual, all of our Facebook Lives, which would mean I'd have to give you permission rights again.
I don't want permission rights.
Well, let's get the agents involved. You could discuss this off here. Bring it home, Bill.
All right, you can listen to us on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play. Search for us at Pour for War Podcast. You can email the show, info@pourforwarpodcast. You can email me, Mike@pourforwarpodcast. Our website, www.pourforwarpodcast.com. Mr. Klinsman.
You can email me, Gary@pourforwarpodcast.com. And go to our YouTube page, youtube.com/pourforwarpodcast.
All right. Thanks for listening to episode number 264 of the Pour for War Montengase Alejandro de los Podcast. For Susie down in sunny Southwest Florida, Mr. Klinsman up in Westerly, Rhode Island, I'm Dr. Hurley, also in sunny Southwest Florida, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you. Yeah.